Listening test 10. Turn to section 1. Section 1. Listen the autobiography of Norton First, the Emperor of USA, and complete the following form by putting not more than 3 words in question 1 to 10 on your answer sheet. Norton First was unique. He became Emperor of USA merely by announcing his accession through an advertisement in a San Francisco newspaper in September 1859. Norton First, born Joshua Abraham Norton, was an eccentric Englishman who became even more unpredictable on his behavior after he lost all his money in a series of bad investments. After the announcement, he acquired a military uniform and a palace and a rundown boarding house for which he paid a rent of 50 cents a day and commenced his fabulous reign. One of his first acts as emperor was to issue a decree deposing President of USA and abolishing Congress. Later, he declared that as the people of neighboring Mexico seemed unable to manage their affairs, he was taking over that country's administration too, and bestowed on himself the title Protector of Mexico. The people of San Francisco were amused and went out of their way to humor him. He rode free in public transport and denied without paying in the best of restaurants. He made it a point to attend all reserved special seats for him, and the audience would rise in respectful silence when he entered. In the afternoon, he would go on tours of inspection, peering into drains to see if they were working properly and checking bus timetables. Once an overzealous young policeman arrested him for vagrancy, and the whole city rose up in protest. The chief of police personally released him, apologized profusely all the way. The emperor graciously agreed to blot the incident from memory. Emperor Norton ruled for 20 years, and when he died on January 8, 1880, he was given a state funeral. Thousands filed past him coffin in 2 days, some weeping openly. The media paid him rich tributes, said a San Francisco newspaper. The Emperor Norton killed nobody, robbed nobody, and deprived nobody, which is more than can be said for most fellows in his trade. In 1934, a marble slab was placed on his grave. The inscription read, Norton First, Emperor of United States, Protector of Mexico, 1819 to 1880.